Democrats know that under ordinary conditions, they are going to struggle to win elections right now. That's why they're trying to change all of the rules. So if you didn't hear from 1 month ago, New York tried to let non-citizens vote. Yes, this is a real law. Yes, it is the thing that Republicans have been saying Democrats are going to try to do for a long time. And of course, we always heard, no, you're just racist. You just hate the immigrants. No, we're never going to do that. And then they literally did it so clearly. New York City tried to do it. It failed miserably. I'll talk about why. On February 10th, just 40 days ago, Politico reported on this. They said the following. They said, New York's top court is set to consider whether documented non-citizens can vote in New York City elections. Most estimates, this is where it gets really crazy, they suggest the new law would make an additional 800,000 people eligible to vote. Not all of them would register, but even if a fraction do, that's still a major expansion of the electorate. 800,000 is insane. It is so, again, this is just New York City. It's not the whole state. They would have the power, non-citizens, this would be like green card holders, people on work visas, things like that. They would be able to vote for mayor of New York City, one of the most important elected positions probably in our whole country, and they would get a vote on it, not as a citizen. This is insane. This is so insane. So obviously you'd expect Republicans would come out against it, and they didn't. And listen to what the New York Immigration Coalition, this was one of the sponsors of the bill, this is the people that were really trying to push it. Republicans came out and opposed it, and the New York Immigration Coalition said this about the evil Republicans opposing non-citizens voting. This is what they said, quote, "The lawsuit remains another shameful attempt by xenophobic Republicans who would disenfranchise residents rather than promote a more inclusive, guys, and participatory democracy." Again, the argument's the same every time. Republicans have some sort of logical argument. Let's just have the citizens vote. Like, let's just not have non-citizens vote. Pretty logical. The left response is, you're a racist. And that's literally what they said. Xenophobic Republicans. And they talk about disenfranchising the voter. How about disenfranchising the already people voting in New York City by weakening their vote by just inserting 800,000 people? Because it turns out the more people who are voting in an election, the less power the individual has. That's just true. That's why local elections matter, guys. That's why you get a vote on the mayor of your city. That's why some people who live in the neighboring city over doesn't get a vote for your mayor. It's because they have nothing to do with it. And when you're a citizen of a country, you have more buy-in, more rights than a non-citizen, and you absolutely should. And again, luckily, most people understand this. This is also from Politico. This is what happened today now, or it just happened just yesterday, but the kind of fallout from all of it is today. Joe Borelli, who is the Republican opposition in New York City, filed a lawsuit. This is, again, according to Politico. He filed a lawsuit against the proposal and basically said this was the easiest case he'd ever had. Like, he was not even remotely worried about it. And 6 of the 7 liberal judges, because New York City obviously is all liberal judges there, 6 of the 7 of them struck this down. So massive victory for conservatives, massive victory for just logic. I mean, can we really say this is even a conservative win? I mean, it is in terms of like, we're not going to lose our country to immigrants voting right now. But in terms, but like, I don't really see it as partisan or like even deeply ideological. It's just like immigrants shouldn't vote if they're not citizens. Doesn't that seem pretty logical? And again, the reason why I like the story and why I'm highlighting it today is because with all the judicial corruption and the dishonesty that we've seen in America over the last few weeks, at least some things are still too insane for people. And I think that especially on the immigration issue, it shows that Republicans are winning. They really are. And this is, I mean, again, what would Donald Trump have chosen? Obviously, he would have chosen to make this illegal. What did the liberal judges choose? They sided with what Donald Trump would choose. And I think that is a big win. I think it shows, again, Donald Trump is winning on this issue and Republicans are winning on this issue. Letting non-citizens vote is so insane. I can't even believe how insane it is. No other country in the world would entertain such a proposal for even a moment. And then Democrats wonder why there's such a backlash to immigration in our country when they make proposals like this. This is it, folks. This is the reason why. Hey guys, I know filing your taxes can be stressful. So if you haven't filed your taxes yet this year, I wanted to introduce you to the people who do my taxes, QuickTax America. Quick Tax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services, they're not raising their rates just because it's March and soon to be April. They do all federal returns for only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they do all the work for you as well. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional to make sure they get you your full biggest return back possible. So go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. An old clip from Andrew Tate is resurfacing right now from 2022, so not that long ago. And Tate basically in this clip, I'm going to show it, says he is a free speech absolutist and you should be able to say anything you want, and both sides or all the sides need to be said. The problem with this, and the reason why people are calling him a hypocrite now, is because right now he is suing dozens of people for saying he is a rapist. So I guess he's not really the absolutist he talked about in this video. Take a look.
Elon Musk has dedicated himself, he says, to restoring free speech. Do you think that's going to include you, for example?
I don't think it matters if it includes me or not. I think what's important is that free speech is the number one weapon against absolute tyranny. I truthfully am a person who believes that all points of view are extremely important, because as soon as you block points of view, you have absolute tyranny. But I think that everybody needs a voice to a degree, and social media platforms are now the most important platforms on the planet, because what happens is when you censor an entire side of the argument and only allow one side of the argument to have a voice, you are changing reality in real time. You are shaping the world. I've read enough history books to know that the people who do the censoring are never the good guys, and they've been censoring a lot of arguments for a very long time in the name of good. They are weaponizing virtue, and it's always in the name of tyranny. Anybody who is out here trying to silence an entire side of an argument on any subject, whether it's COVID-19, immigration, anything else, they are the evil people who are out for absolute mind control of the populace. Free speech is beyond important for democracy. It's important for the reality that we exist under.
In that video, Andrew Tate says he thinks all points of view are important. I'm not putting words in his mouth. So let me tell you my point of view of Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate is a rapist. He grooms girls and then he sells them online. It's how he's made his money. Again, I'm not putting words in his mouth. He's literally said that himself. Anyone, I've seen people in the comments when I've talked about Andrew Tate in the past, Andrew Tate hasn't done that. No, he's not like that. I'm saying the things that he has said personally. I'm not putting words in his mouth. I don't do that. Strawman arguments are a waste of time. I don't care about them. I just want to get down to the root fact. He has said publicly what he does in order to make money is he takes girls, he slowly grooms them, and then he sells them for money online. That's how he's made all of his money. He's right, by the way, in that video, that the bad guys are the censors. He's right about that almost every time. It's true. And that's why him and his brother Tristan are trying to censor, through the legal process, dozens of people who are correctly saying what he is. So here's the thing. If Andrew Tate was just out there and he was saying, hey, what you're saying, I don't believe to be true. I appreciate you not saying that. I think it's rude. That's one thing. That's not censorship. And leftists all the time are like, you're trying to censor me, when you just say, no, what you're saying is stupid. Stop saying it. If that's what Andrew Tate said, we can agree to disagree, and it's not censorship, and it's fine. But actively suing people for defamation when you know what they're saying is true, that is him trying to silence people. That's him being the bad guy censor that he talks about in that video. And what he's doing is he's trying to slow down his criminal trials right now as best as he can through defamation lawsuits. And unfortunately for the Tates, I think there's only one way that this ends. I really do. I think it's going to end with jail for him and his brother. And the reason why I say that is I'm not even necessarily saying that based on the facts of the current cases as they stand, he's going to jail. I think there's a strong, compelling case that he could be. But this guy has built his whole life on trafficking and grooming people, and I just don't think he's going to stop. I don't think he's going to stop. So in the past, if there's these things that people are litigating right now, and maybe there's evidence for it, and maybe there's not enough evidence, that is, to convict and actually, you know, put him in jail, that's one thing. But he is going, and the big case that's going on right now is with Jane Doe. If you haven't heard, there's fantastic resources out there to watch of interviews with her lawyer. Lila Rose just did an interview that was fantastic. You should go check it out. You can look at a lot of the criminal cases that the Romanian authorities are looking at. But Jane Doe is kind of the one who started all of it. I'm not even talking about that case. What I'm saying is that he can't stop. He's going to keep doing this forever. They're going to get him on the next girl that he tries to groom. He's not going to stop. It's going to keep going. And it'll be fantastic to see them catch him in the action, because they're ready for it, and see him in jail once more. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.